Good morning. This is episode 7 of the Power of Positivity podcast. Today has been such an interesting day for me. It's 10:40 right now. So I woke up late today. My alarm was going off silently for 40 minutes while I overslept. And what sucks is I was actually awake some of the time, and I was like, oh, well, my alarm hasn't gone off, you know? And I was just waiting. Like, I trusted my electronics way too much because, because it had been going off for a really long time. Anyway, so I overslept, and I used to be the type of person where if I would oversleep like that, like, it would just fuck my whole day. Like, the rest of the day, I would feel rushed, and just, like, negativity would keep piling on top of the fact that I woke up late. So one way I've combated that in my life is I like to think of the reasons, like maybe why I woke up late. Like, one good thing for me is I'm like, well, I had errands to run today, but I woke up late, got out of the house late, so maybe I avoided a car wreck. You know, maybe there's a person that I needed to meet today, so by leaving the house later, I had an opportunity to meet that person and our schedules had time to line up. So just because you're running late, just because something doesn't work out the exact way you want it to, doesn't mean that it's like bad, doesn't mean it's messed up. So just keep that in mind. Just remember to stay positive, even when things don't go right, because you don't know why that has happened. So you might as well not think of it as a negative thing. You might as well see it as something positive in your life. So just keep that in mind. Being late could protect you from something. It could be putting you on the right path. It could be saving you. It could be lining you up for something so fucking incredible in your life that you'd be like, oh, well, who cares if I overslept for 40 minutes? And look at it this way. You also got an extra 40 minutes of sleep that you normally wouldn't get. So even though I woke up late, I actually got everything I needed to get done before work finished. I had to do my hair and makeup at the store, which happens occasionally, but I mean, that's not a big deal. So I got all my shit handled. I got an extra 40 minutes of sleep. I potentially avoided a car wreck or was put more on the right path towards something I needed to be on. So just because shit goes wrong does not mean that shit has gone wrong. Because, I mean, you know, you're just one little person. And for your dream life to line up, you know, you're going to have to interact with other people. The universe has huge plans for you. So just trust that it's happened for a good reason. Because you could trust that it's happened for a bad reason. But why would you want to do that? Like, why are you going to add negativity to your life? No, like, I don't think that works. It used to would mess up my entire day, and, like, right now, I'd be sitting here, instead of being happy and, like, ooh, yeah, 40 extra minutes of sleep and stuff, I'd be like, oh my god, I was late, there was this slow motherfucker in my way on the way into work, and, like, all these negative things kept piling up. I kept hitting all these red lights, ugh, ugh, ugh. And so if you feed that negativity, I mean, that's what you're going to get out of your day. If you keep thinking negative thoughts, you're going to have a negative day. I mean, that makes sense, right? So just keep it positive. No matter what. Because you have the choice to look at something in a positive way or look at it in a negative way. And, I mean, I'm always going to choose positivity. It helps me, it helps my soul. It helps me feel better every day to think positive. You know, that negativity really weighed me down, and it didn't serve any good in my life. So while I can't be positive all the time, I still have things that depress me, you know, I occasionally still get anxiety and stuff, but I turn it around pretty quick, because once I feel those negative thoughts start, like, rolling into, like, a circle, kind of like a whirlwind, really, or a whirlpool. Like, the negative thoughts really just start swirling, and they start bringing me into this, like, catastrophic mental state. once I feel that happening and I feel it really start getting rolling, I stop. And like my brain freezes. It's like I hit pause on myself. And I like just breathe really deeply. And then I find a way to make it positive. Whatever it is. So let me try and think of something right now. Oh God. See, I could never think on cue. Okay. Well, I could think of that as negative. I could start going like, oh, well, if I can't think on cue, then maybe I'm slow. Maybe I'm dim-witted. All right. Already I can feel my demeanor start to shift just with those two sentences I said. Like it put this sort of like heaviness on my heart. So I'm going to stop that. Like, okay, well, just because I don't have a response quick as a whip, like, that's fine. I like to choose my words carefully. See how you can turn anything into a positive? I like to choose my words carefully. I don't like to speak out of my ass. I like what I say to actually mean something and to have a powerful impact on people. So sometimes that's why I can't think of an example, you know, like, I like to put a lot of thought and care into what I say and do. See, and now like I'm already feeling better. So whatever it is, you guys, there's a way to make it positive. Because remember, every situation that we come across is giving us two options, two ways to think about it. You can either think about what you want or what you do not want. Every single situation, what you want, what you do not want. And if you're focusing only on what you don't want, the universe can't distinguish what you want from what you don't want. The universe just only responds to what you're thinking about. And if you keep thinking about what you don't want, you're going to get more of that in your life. So just absolutely stop when you feel that happening. Don't be mad at yourself for thinking negative thoughts or anything. It absolutely happens to everyone. You just have to stop the train of thought. Because you're just reprogramming your brain, right? Stop the train of thought. Find a way to make it positive. So every situation, what you want, what you don't want. So take from what you don't want. It'll tell you exactly what you do want. And that is what you focus on. Focus on ways you can get that. Focus on ways that situation is teaching you what you do want. And you can do this with anything, you guys. So if you are feeling negative, if you don't have enough positivity in your life, you can change that anytime you want to. Just once you feel that negativity, absolutely press pause, reevaluate. If you're like in a depressive spiral, take a few minutes to just find something that usually makes you happy. Is it online shopping? Is it kitten pictures? I fucking love kitten pictures. Oh my God. Or puppies. Anything cute and furry really like totally makes me happy. Look up positive quotes. Look up inspirational people. Read a book. Just stop and breathe. Maybe meditate for a minute. Whatever's going to make you feel positive, it's not going to fix everything. Like just because, so you're in a depressive state, you stop and you think positive, all right? That's going to start changing the rest of your day. It's not going to automatically cure everything, but it's going to set you on the right path to feeling better far faster than if you just sit and wallow in your misery. So please don't do that. Oh my God. And if you're having troubles, like drop me a comment, tell me what's bothering you, and I will help you find a way to look at it positively. Like that's one of my strong suits. You know, and I didn't used to be an optimist or anything. I used to think I was a realist, but, I've changed a lot through, like, a lot of pain and suffering. I have become, like, a really fucking good person, in my personal opinion. Like, really fucking good. Super love where I'm at in life right now. There are still things I want to improve and work on, and I'm actually don't think I'll ever stop wanting to work on and improve things. I mean, I don't know how I could. Like, the human brain is so limitless. I mean, I'm never going to get to the point where I'm like, all right, well, there's nothing else I can do to better myself. Like, no. Like, I don't think that's possible. Because even if I got to the point where spiritually I thought I was perfect, which I won't even get started on that. But even if I got to that point and I had all the money I wanted, everything was perfect. And I was just like, oh, well, there's nothing else I could do to better myself. Wrong. Learn a new language. Learn sign language. You know what I mean? Like, there is always something else you can do. You are never, ever tapped out. The brain is absolutely limitless. You are limitless. You just have to believe in yourself. And that really starts with being positive. You're not going to believe in yourself if you keep telling yourself that you're not enough, or that you're not worth it, or that you can't do this for this or that other reason. So stop doing that, because you're only sabotaging yourself. And the only person who can stop that self-sabotaging is you. So stop it. Stop it already! Alright, but if you're listening to this, I'm sure you're pretty positive, okay? Even so, even if you're struggling, like, you're normally positive, but this one situation just really has you down and lost and confused, send me a message, send me a comment. Like, I will help you always in any way that I can. All I can do is give you my thoughts and opinions on it, give you a new perspective to look at, but I'm going to do it from a place of love, because that's just me. Just love and support, you guys. So any situation you've got going on in life, you're waking up late, you don't like your boss, your business is failing, anything like that can show you something good. You just have to want to find it. And if you want to find it, you will. So keep that in mind. Be positive. I hope you have a great fucking day. If you woke up late, good for you. I'm glad you got some extra sleep. You know, there's just nothing wrong with what happens to us. Like, what happens is going to happen anyways. Well, for the most part, like, I think. That's philosophical, and I really don't know if I can get into that. But, so just assuming that whatever's going to happen is going to happen, you can make it positive. You're the one who reacts. You control your reaction. You control how you feel about something. You control your thoughts. And I know sometimes when you're in a really deep depressive state, you feel like you don't control it. But it's baby steps, you guys. Stop the negative thinking and just start shifting your brain to positivity. And it can be work. They say it takes 21 days to make a new habit. And it is a habit. The way you think, that negativity, that self-doubt, that's trained into us from when we're little. Honestly, I think a lot of it comes from the school system, for me personally, and things like that. So take control of your narrative. If you don't want to be a negative person, if you don't want to have a depressed, upsetting life, if you want to be positive and radiant, but you feel like you're powerless, that's absolutely wrong. You are not powerless. All the power is within you. You just have to be strong enough to know that, be strong enough to accept that, because it's painful to accept that you're the reason you're hurting. I mean, I've been there. Like, that sucks. It really does. Like, deep down to your core, that can fucking suck. But you know what? You're listening to this podcast. You are on the right track towards positivity. Keep fucking going that way. Do it. March. March, 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 march into a positive life. All right. I am going to get off of here now. Have a beautiful day. I absolutely support you. You've got this. You can make your life whatever you want it to be. Bye.